start a new week. And the readings this week will carry a kind of apocalyptic or warning tone, as you heard in the gospel. But also in our first reading, God speaks through the prophet Micah. Micah was a prophet who lived during the time of Isaiah and my favorite prophet, Hosea. Micah spent most of his time specifically speaking about Jerusalem, God's holy city. That's why Micah's readings also predicted or talked about Jesus, and he's best known for his prediction that the Messiah will come from Bethlehem. Today, Micah is condemning the kings who gained through the sufferings of the people. God, through Micah, laments that corruption and how God has furnished Judah with a good life, only to have power and greed corrupt the rulers. Micah says something we hear again in Matthew's gospel, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." This lament by God carries that powerful message, which was the last line, "Only do right and love goodness and walk humbly with God." In our gospel, Jesus also uses strong language as well. He's not lamenting, "Can't we just all get along?" But rather, he's calling for a deep reconciliation with our Creator. Jesus reminds the Jewish people that the Assyrians, foreigners, repented after the warning of Jonah. But the people of Jesus' time, because of their pride, won't even recognize him. Jesus is calling us not to forget the past or pretend that we can just move forward, but a revised commitment of our own faith. Jesus is telling us that in order to follow him, we must face our tendency to forget about God, to address our pride head on, and to make our decision for Christ. A couple of Sundays ago, I spoke about your commitment to Christ. Today we get Jesus asking that same question. And it seems like such a simple question that we would quickly answer, "Yes, I'm committed to Christ." But are we really? Does Jesus really matter to you? Does your relationship serve as a foundation of every decision that you make? We are warned twice today that you can come to church, you can say your rosary, you can pray many prayers, but do you do right? Do you love goodness, and do you walk humbly with God? This decision may require separation from family and friends, standing as if you're on an island. It may mean surrounding yourself with people that don't think the same way you do. It will mean surrounding yourself with people and places which not only maintain but strengthen your commitment to Christ. We often fall back to being such a vanilla people. We tend to go with the crowd, we don't want to make any waves, and we let others live as long as they leave us alone. That bland attitude can also creep into our spirituality, where we go through the motions, we do our duties, but we avoid a deep reconciliation and relationship with God. Your commitment to Jesus will be a contradiction to the world, and you may pay a dear price for it, but Jesus calls us to see what is happening. God has become man. God has come to stand beside you every day and every moment. It's been said we often believe what we want to believe. In other words, we tend to orient our minds with what we want. And then we say, well, that's what's best for us. Jesus calls us to a change. Instead of believing what we want, to live with what God wants. That sounds simple, doesn't it?